This is a spoken Wikinews article from wikinews.org recorded by Gumbo Yaya. Back in 2003, inspectors had discovered several sites in Iran that tested positive for highly enriched uranium, but the uranium was believed to have come from equipment that was previously from Pakistan. On Friday, Reuters published a report quoting UN diplomats from Vienna, who wished to remain anonymous, alleging that preliminary analyses of microscopic dust collected from equipment at the now-raised Lavizan Shiyan Research Center in Iran in January of 2005 contained traces of, quote, highly enriched uranium. Quote, "It's no smoking gun. There could be many explanations, but it increases pressure on Iran to come clean about Lavizan," Reuters reported the European diplomat as stating. According to the Islamic Republic news agency, Mohammed El-Baradei, the head of the IAEA, said today that the finding of the highly enriched uranium is, quote, "of little significance at the current juncture." El-Baradei also pointed out that the investigation into where it came from is continuing, and that the uranium could have come from equipment that was imported to Iran, but that, quote, "time is still needed to reach a conclusion in this respect." El-Baradei also highlighted that he is aware of the right for Iran to use nuclear material for, quote, "peaceful purposes," and that, quote, "a balance between Iran's nuclear rights and concerns of the international community would not be created through verbal disputes, but rather dialogue would be the solution." Speaking on Friday about the allegation, former UN weapons inspector and former head of the Institute for Science and International Security, David Albright, said, quote, "Even if it is the same contamination, this is a significant finding because it indicates something was going on at Lavizan. It could be part of Iran's known centrifuge program or a parallel program." In response, Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Hamid Reza Asevi asserted, quote, "These comments lack any importance and do not come from a real source." Denying that his country had carried out any work at the Lavizan Shiyan facility, Asevi added that the UN claims were, quote, "baseless and without importance." On Friday, Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad responded to the UN allegations saying, quote, "They are trying to frighten our country by waging a propaganda campaign using strong words. The people of Iran and the country are not afraid of them." And that, quote, "This whole thing is just psychological propaganda, but they know the Islamic Republic nation of Iran is a strong nation. I think they have better sense than to have a war with Iran. Every country has the right to defend its rights in accordance with the agreed way." Iran started to enrich uranium at its Natanz nuclear facility April 11th, but continues to claim its program is for, quote, "peaceful purposes." You can find this article and others at wikinews.org. Wikinews is a non-profit, independent news site run by the non-profit Wikimedia Foundation. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.